Okay, so I've decided to change it up a little bit now, as it's kind of hard to do week by week, but for the month, I'm going to go through the new music and talk about February's drops and keep just doing updates at the end of the month now. And then I'll kind of go through the best, worst of the month, and then the year after that. But obviously, I did an episode in February, so I'm just going to pick up kind of where I left off, go through some singles, albums that dropped. And then episodes might be a little bit longer because of this now, but I think it'll be better that way. So, I'm gonna dive into the singles first, per usual though, and the format of that stuff won't change. But first up, there's Training Session by Dua Lipa, which came out on February 15th, and I feel like I've seen a lot going on social media right now saying that kind of like Dua Lipa just makes the same music over and over again. Like all of her music kind of sounds very similar. And I would have to agree with that, but she does know the pop formula. Like she kind of repeats it, but it's obviously working because I feel like any single she puts out is kind of a hit at this point. I kind of like this one, wasn't my favorite, but I'd give it an 8 out of 10. Then there's Bittersweet by Gunna, which came out on the 16th, and I'm not a huge fan of Gunna. I've probably explained this before, but the song wasn't horrible, and I honestly thought it was a lot better than a lot of his other stuff, but overall, I find like the most like thing I kind of get hung up on with Gunna and his music is that his flow is kind of boring, and this one, his flow was still boring. And then the production this time was also kind of boring, but I gave it a 7 out of 10, was being a little bit generous with that one. And then we had a remix, or kind of a remix, come out of Yes And by Ariana Grande, and this had Mariah Carey on it, and this came out on the 16th, but I like the original. I did go into this thinking, oh, like, I don't know if this is going to be any good. I tend to find Mariah Carey kind of overrated, just in terms of like Gen Z listening to her music now. Like, does anybody still go back to that? I don't know. But this single is, not gonna lie, kind of getting me excited. Also, I've seen some like clips of her talking about her new album, saying it's kind of gonna be short, concise, but she feels like it's complete. And I would honestly rather have that, and not have filler tracks and overfill, and then that creates an opportunity for more skips on the album. So if it is concise and around 30 to 40 minutes long, then I think that is perfect. But in terms of this song, I actually, once again, like if I was looking at it being like, oh, Mariah Carey, but I think their vocals did really work well together. I just don't know the point of like adding that in there, I guess. Like it didn't change much for me. So in terms of, I feel like it's kind of on par with the original. So a 9. Then there is Sorries and Ferraris by Polo G, which came on the 16th, and his album Hood Poet is expected in August, which I am excited for as well. I do like his music, and I think his voice is kind of like unique. I did like this track, not a lot. I gave it an 8, but I'm kind of excited to see where it ends up coming with this album that is expected. So I know this dropped on like March 1st as an album, but before that, Urine 101 came out by Schoolboy, so Schoolboy Q. So I'm just gonna talk about it here now, I guess, and then in the March episode, I'll go through and talk about the album. Or it was an LP. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an LP. So that was on the 15th, and I give it a 7.5. I did like his flow on it. I just don't know if I'd listen to it again, essentially. I think, also knowing now, spoiler then I guess for March's episode, that there was a lot better tracks on Blue Lips, so I'll take those ones over it. Next is Whatever She Wants by Bryson Tiller, which came on the 13th. As soon as I opened it up, I knew it was going to be good. There was a lot of good stuff like right off the bat, and I also hope he has more music coming soon. I gave this one an 8.5 out of 10. Next is Cupid's Guidance by Sleepy Hollow. And I wasn't gonna add this in here, but I saw it on a playlist that I'm kind of like, I always go through to try to find new music in different places. And I'm pretty sure I saw this one on Spotify's new music playlist. And I was like, you know what? I've only heard a few things from Sleepy Hollow. Why don't I give this one a shot? But I wasn't a huge fan of it. I did like it. I gave it a 7.5. But it just kind of made me, this track made me think, and I'm like, oh, he does have some better stuff in his discography, I feel like. And I feel like now I might honestly take this and be like, I think I should go through the rest of his discography. So I might dive into that then. Next is Your Apartment by The Wallows, which came on the 16th. And I follow them on social media, so I saw that this was coming and I was pretty excited. I wasn't too sure when the last time they released any new stuff was. Maybe that was their album, which has been like, it's been like a year now, I would say. But so in terms of that then, I feel like I was kind of disappointed. I was just looking for something better. I don't think I would listen to it again. Like, in their discography, it was such better stuff that it was just like, eh, I'm good. And next is Von Dutch by Charlie XCX, which came on the 29th. And I wasn't the biggest fan of the lyrics. I did like the production, but I feel like if the lyrics were a little bit better, I feel like it could have gone into replay for me, but unfortunately it didn't, and I gave it a 7.5. But those are all the singles that I had to pick off of. But the album that I wanted to discuss that came out in February that I didn't have a chance to and I didn't even know was dropping was New King by Jason Derulo. And it came out on the 16th. It is his fifth studio album. And it was 27 songs long. I'm pretty sure like it was like an hour and 20 minutes around that, I would say. But I feel like when it comes to Jason Derulo, I think sometimes he's a little bit overhated. I think that he does have a good voice. He does have some like really good stuff. His older stuff especially is like really good. But I feel like because of his older stuff and how many of those hits he has, I feel like he tries too much to make a hit and doesn't focus on just making music. He can genuinely like even likes himself. And I feel like that does kind of come through in his music sometimes. So a lot of people just feel like overshadowed. Are a lot of the times I feel like his other music is overshadowed because people listen to these songs that are just like, oh, I can't hear this one more time. So they kind of disregard his stuff. So I don't even know what the numbers are going to look like for this album. But I was also confused because this is a new album, but he had some previous singles or other stuff in there that he kind of just made, like, put features on to add to this album. And that's another reason why you can tell that, like, even sometimes labels do this too, so you can't fully blame it on the artist, but you can kind of tell, like, we're going to take these hits that have already been released to like, I think Swallow has been out for, like, 5 years. It has to be, maybe more. And he took it, added another feature on it, and threw it in there, because then the numbers can go up. Which I don't really like, but you can kind of tell that there's like is desperation there to try to get numbers, but then also it makes the track list so long with the amount of stuff that was added in there. But anyways, I'm just gonna go through this least favorite to most favorite with rankings. So New King, 7. AO Girl, this was a Hating Compa remix, 7. Underwater, 7. Comatose, 7. Mad Love, 7. U plus I, 7. Slow Low, 7. Proximity, 7. Apollo, I can't pronounce it, 7.5. Down, 7.5. Limbo, 7.5. Last Night, 7.5. Don't Go Nowhere, 7.5. This next one, Spicy Margarita, 7.5. I'm not the biggest fan of Michael Bublé, but honestly, this is such a weird mix-up of people, but it actually kind of worked. I don't think I'd listen to it again, but, like, I was like, this is actually isn't that bad. So I gave that, 7.5. But Lie to Me, 7.5. Favorite Song, 7.5. Love Not War, 7.5. Save the Last Dance, 7.5. And then the ones that kind of made it into replay or I liked a little bit more were Lifestyle, 8. So Many Hearts, 8. POV, 8. Jelly Bean Baby, 8.5. Which I wouldn't listen to a lot, but, like, it is a hit. And honestly, I think that it is pretty good, especially the features on there. I did kind of like Take You Dancing, 8.5, Tiptoe, 8.5, When Love Sucks, 8.5, Hands on Me, 8.5, and then Smalla, I think, was honestly the best one because I did like the French Montana feature on there, I'm not going to lie. So overall, that does give it a 7.6 out of 10 with a 33% replay. But yeah, I feel like there was 27 songs, and it was an hour and 20 minutes, which honestly, for 27 songs, I would have expected to be longer, because the tracks were honestly pretty short. And so with that, I'm just going to say is that I feel like all of these could have just been, like, demos, because they were so short, and this is another reason why I was just pushing for hits because there was such a strong emphasis on the chorus and very repetitive at moments. So the songs were very short, and I feel like there was just like, oh, we've made this chorus that is catchy, can work, disregards the rest of the song or the track. Okay, last, which was the heavily anticipated Vultures 1 YS Kanye and Ty Dolla Sign, which came out on February 9th. So this was 16 songs, 55 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm going to go through first and then talk about it. So Hood Rat 6, King 6, Big Forgiveness 6, Good Don't Die 6.5, Talking 6.5, Do It 6.5, Paperwork 6.5, Problematic 6.5, Key to My Life 7, Back to Me 7, Stars 7, Fuck Some 7, Burn 7.5, Vultures 8, and Paid 8, and then my favorite on it, Carnival 8, which comes out to a 6.9 out of 10 with 19% replay. So I'm just going to say that, first of all, the Northwest track was so annoying. Like, I would deadass rather listen to Adonis's track instead of her verses on Talking from here. I also can't stand Kanye. Sorry. So, like, Kanye West's best parts was probably on Back to Me, and yet it was so bad. But it was low-key catchy, so... I do kind of just wish it was Ty Dolla Sign doing vocals and stuff and Kanye just producing it, because I can't even say that the bars that Kanye gave us were that good. I can't. There's a second one that is anticipated to come out in March, but who knows with Kanye West. But I don't even know at this point. I just feel like it honestly wasn't that good of an album. I'm being so real. Like, I was honestly like, I don't like Kanye. He's a good producer, but I honestly don't think when it comes to lyricism, like, he has some pretty bad bars sometimes. I'm not saying that he's awful, like, he's a better than, his bars can be better than a lot of other rappers, that's not what I'm saying. I understand why people like him, I understand why people listen to his music, but for me, I honestly feel like you can tell that his egotism and, like, his personality really shines through his music, of course, and he's not a great person, so it comes out, and I feel like there's just a tad of narcissism in there, so I just can't get past that sometimes. But for the month of February 2024, I would say that the best album, there was only two, was New King. Like, I would probably rather listen to that again than Vultures, I'm being completely honest. Like, so the worst was Vultures for me. But the best song, I would say it was Fear by Logic, which I actually gave a 9 out of 10. No other tracks kind of got over that this month. And honestly, I've kind of just been looking through the rest of the year as well and seeing, like, anticipated releases. And I mean, it's only March, but I honestly do feel like there has been a very, very slow start. And people said this last year, but by this time last year, I was already anticipating so many albums from people. I knew that there was a Jonas Brothers album coming. I knew that there was an Al Horn one. I knew Endless Summer Vacation was just about to drop. Like, there was stuff I was excited for. Besides Eternal Sunshine, there's nothing really on my radar. I think that I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be good. But I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed so far. And I hope it kind of does pick up. But I have to say, I would honestly call this year a slow start. And I feel like music just hasn't been, like, the same the past 2 years. I feel like I've been expecting more. So, but the worst song of the year so far, I would say, is Hood Rat at a 6. And then for the year so far, I'll do this at the end of every episode too, just to kind of go through to see what's at with the releases and everything and kind of what I've been listening to. But I would say so far that the best album of the year is American Dream by 21 Savage, which I gave an 8.1. And then the worst is Vultures with a 6.9. And then the best song of the year, I would say Doomsday Part 2, which I gave a 9.5, which is one of, like, the highest rankings I gave out of all the tracks this year so far. And that's probably the one I have been replaying the most since it dropped. So, but then the worst one is Drop It, Shake It, which I gave a 4.5 with Soulja Boy and was the worst rating I've given so far this year. So, I don't know. Ultra 85 coming out, that could just be album of the year for me. I'm kind of predicting that already. And unless Soulja Boy releases anything else, he kind of could take the spot with the worst song of the year. with that song, unless he releases our song, which I fully believe in him that he could do that. But that's all for February, and yeah, the only things I have on my radar for March are Eternal Sunshine. Oh, and a Justin Timberlake album, which I wasn't expecting. I was out of the loop on that, but found that out earlier today, so I will talk about that too. But I'm sure there'll be a few surprise ones maybe, or other stuff going on. Singles not too sure about yet, but I guess we'll see in the next episode.